From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to Let the Bible Speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. I appreciate very much your company around God's Word once again. Last week in our study in Mark's Gospel, we considered the Savior's descent from the Mount of Transfiguration and his discovering of the disciples in confusion because of their inability to deliver a young man from the power of the devil. Christ identified the problem as one of unbelief, as we read in verse 19 of Mark chapter 9. We're going to take up our study again at that very point. But before we read, let me remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Once again, we play an extract from the testimony of Mr. Clifford Black, who was struck down with multiple sclerosis just after he had yielded up himself to full-time service. Listen in tonight and hear the concluding extract from his testimony. Now, of course, we're offering a free copy of the full testimony of Clifford Black. You've got to contact us. And remember also that the current edition of the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is still available. You again have only to contact us and we'll send you a copy. We're going to be playing a hymn by Frank Boggs in a moment or two, but first let's read from verse 19 of the chapter 9 of Mark's Gospel. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long will I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And they asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire, and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Amen. And the Lord will bless this reading from his word. Now here's Frank Boggs.
My heavenly Father watches over me. He makes the rose an object of his care. He guides the eagle through the pathless air, and surely he remembers me. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know cares for me on mountain bleak or on the stormy sea. Though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. My heavenly Father watches over me.
I hope you have your Bible open now at Mark chapter 9. There's a question asked by the Savior in the verse 21. How long is it ago since this came unto him? The Savior's question provides us with interesting information regarding the victim of the devil's attack. In the verse 21, the Father answers the question of a child, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Learn, please, with me today a most important truth, and I especially would address my remarks to any mothers or fathers who are listening. The devil attacks youngsters. The devil targets our children. The devil hasn't changed, you know. He is still the same malignant and evil spirit he ever was. And he certainly continues to target the minds and the hearts of the young. Remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was a babe? He was targeted by the devil. Herod's massacre of the children around Bethlehem was undoubtedly a satanic-inspired attack upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And wherever you get the devil rising up in wrath, you will ever find that children are amongst the chief victims of his activities. We need to protect our children from Satan's ways and Satan's lies. How, you ask? Well, I'm turning over to the second epistle of Paul to Timothy. And in the chapter 1 of that epistle, in the verse 5, Paul says to Timothy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned, that's the genuine, the unpretended faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Gospel faith, stretching back to the grandmother then, was to be discovered in Timothy. They obviously found the means whereby they could preserve their loved one from the devil. How did they do it? Chapter 3 of 2 Timothy holds the answer for us. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly, completely furnished unto all good works. The verse 15 speaks of the child. The verse 17 speaks of the man. And the means by which the child became the man of God, that came about by the instructions the child received from the Word of God. How do you protect your child from the devil? Teach them the Word of God. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee, said the psalmist. God's word will keep the mind, will keep the heart, and will protect the child. It is no coincidence that society today, with all its problems, many of them centering in one way or another upon the child, is also a society that has turned away from the word of God. Mother, if you would protect your child, teach them the word of God. Notice the misery that the devil causes. This youngster, because of the devil's possession and ruling of him, was unable to hear or to speak. He was deaf and he was dumb. Now, while such devil possession is exceedingly rare today, there is a deafness and there is a dumbness that the devil causes. If this affliction came on the child from a very early age, this child never has heard a word from his father. And the father has never heard a word from the child. For the child was deaf, unable to hear his father, and the child was dumb, unable to communicate with his father. Now, let me ask you, is that not a familiar scene today, where father or mother hardly ever communicate or cannot communicate with the child? It seems they're deaf. No matter what they say, there is a deafness in the child. This is the result of evil rebelliousness, and it is the direct result of satanic influences in our land. The devil's lies and deceits, whereby people are deceived in believing that God's ways and God's order for society may be abandoned without any harm coming about, has resulted in today's dreadful situation. I'm reminded of the story of a famous child expert. His books sold millions of copies, and for 30 years or more, parents followed diligently his psychological mumbo-jumbo. Not too long ago, he acknowledged that he had got it all wrong, and that his advice to parents was one of the causes of the disintegration of family life today. God's word is the right way, the only way, to protect parent and child, just as this child was delivered from its afflictions by the word of Christ. But we'll come back to that next week. God bless you. Remember our program tonight.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.